Michael, you've recently launched a new website.
Yes, I have. It's a WordPress website. It's devoted to the biology of South Australia, and it's a very ambitious project, but I'm trying to encourage people from all across the state to participate by sending photographs and observations from their areas to us, and from that we try to assemble articles. We don't actually edit or do anything through the actual WordPress site. It's called sanaturetears.wordpress.com. With no spaces and no capitals.
So what's a typical post on that site look like?
It's fairly short. It's usually about anywhere between 1 to 8 photographs with captions, all of the same species usually. And
From different angles? Or
yes, just showing different stages of growth or different angles or any kind of variety to help with IDing the specimen. But also we try to tell a story about the specimen, about something that intrigues or engages people. The idea is to actually engage people with our South Australian flora, fauna, fungi, even slime moulds, everything, and habitats, and geology as well.
So you've been doing a fair bit of macro photography, haven't you?
I've specialised in macro photography for the past year, exactly now. Actually, it's a little bit more than a year and a month. And before that, I was using a standard 18-55 kit lens on my Canon 450D. And now I am concentrating on using the EF100 lens. It's not a top-of-the-range macro lens. It's fairly basic, and I use the onboard flash system. All I want to do is get clear shots. I use F16, so I get a bigger depth of field. But my prime focus is not creating art photography. It's creating a dramatic or interesting shot of the species, and then telling the story about what is interesting about that species, and then trying to put them in context with other species that they live in harmony with or in context with, and trying to talk about the not only the biology of that plant or whatever it is, but also how it interacts with other species. So that becomes the story, you know. I find all sorts of interesting people. I've got this wonderful people at the South Australian Museum. There's Mike Gemmell, a very fascinating character that I met through Avril Thomas from Magpie Springs, who's the portrait painter. And Mike is a wonderful character. He really goes above and beyond to help the public and to engage kids about about the fascinating creatures that are around the place, you know. And but not only him, I've also found contacts with botanists here and around other places. There's a Western Australian amazing guy called Hans Lambers who's trying to get a UNESCO listing for an area of Western Australia, southwestern Australia.
When it gets posted onto WordPress, it's already gone through an editorial process. Curious enough, using Facebook in an unusual way.
Yes. Facebook is more than lols and pictures of cats. I mean, it's a fantastic tool. It's underutilized by almost everybody. The way that it is such a dense package of information presented on a screen means that everything is in such close proximity at the time when you're working on it that you can immediately draw connections between various things. For instance, if you, for instance, post an image and then with an attempt at an ID or something, then people who are botanists or have an area of expertise can come in and say, well, the dentition is wrong, or the hairs on some part of the flower indicate this is actually a pimelia rather than something else. So you find that everyone puts in their 2 cents worth in the comments thread underneath the original picture, and then someone will say, I remember when I ran into a spider's web when I was a child, and these species were all around the place. They're quite harmless. And someone else will say, wow, they look way scary. And you say, yes, well, that's actually not anything to do with aggression. That is just to do with defence or something, you know. So out of that, the story starts to emerge. It's a fairly recent development for us. I mean, when we first started using the SA Nature Tears on Facebook, it was about trying to inspire people, and we wanted to just find out who was out there. But very soon we found we had a core group of people who were really active and really, really, you know, various degrees of expertise. Some people were botanists, some people were just rank amateurs who only used their mobile phones to take pictures, you know, but they're coming along leaps and bounds. Some of them are actually inspired to buy better equipment by other people in the group. Sometimes the people who are less experienced ask the people with experience, what camera shall I get? And then they say, well, people say, well, it depends on what you want to use it for. But people are starting to do things like posting links to news items about nature, links from other websites, posts that are, lead to videos or sound recordings of bird calls. We're getting a portrait of South Australia that's forming in a rather chaotic manner on the Natureteers Facebook page. And then there are albums as well. But what really fired us up to actually get away from Facebook was that Facebook deleted two of our albums with all sorts of IDs and information. It was crushing. It was so soul-destroying. And so I said, well, that's it. I immediately put a freeze on people posting, and I said, OK, all posts now have to be approved. It's like the act of super fascist dictator. It was self-preservation only. And so now I have to go through the process of approving posts before they're put up, or Karen does. Karen Dawson is my partner in crime. She's the co-administrator for the Facebook group. We're trying to train people up to be contributors in the WordPress version, but no one's actually a contributor yet. I've got to actually make up a PDF to explain how to be a contributor, because there's technical information that has to be put into each file that includes tags, categories, and the actual naming of the file convention to make sure that it gets into Google and hits maximum exposure in search engines and things like that.
So if people want to have a look at the site, what's the URL again?
The URL for SA Natureteers is sanatureters.wordpress.com. So, like Natureteers as in musketeers, but all one word, SA Natureteers, all small letters.
Yeah. It's a project of a number of enthused, excited amateurs. It's not funded by any group or anything like that.
We're all amateurs, but don't let that fool you. Some of the people who are so-called amateurs in our group, those are inverted commas I'm doing with my fingers at the moment, are actually trained botanists and other people of expertise. Some are bird photographers, some are into reptiles, some are actually ecologists. Some are just, you know, students. Some are children. You know, people of all ages. You know, we've got retired people. We've got young people. All sorts of people.